910 WJCW with Carl and Rebecca. And let's try it one more time. Susie Cloyd, are you with us here?
I'm here.
Okay, we'll try it one more time. I'm not sure how well this connection will work. We'll forge forward, though. Tell us, if you will, about the big July celebration coming up in just a few days.
Well, it's today, on July 4th, and they're having, the residents are enjoying a nice celebration and cookout in our courtyard. And, of course, the courtyard, we use that for many events. Just recently had the Bubbles and Blooms garden show. And then today we are going to be outside enjoying July 4th celebration. Lunch on the courtyard starts at 11:30. And I would just encourage anybody listening to drop by and just be able to see and experience the independent living, residential living at, of course, the CCRC, a continuing care retirement community, Asbury Place at Kingsport.
Yeah, on Independence Day, you mentioned independent retirement living. And I think the independent portion of that phrase is really critical, because that seems to me to be what Asbury Place is focused toward.
Oh, I agree. And when I think about Independence Day, you know, just side by side, just loving America and being just so privileged to be, you know, in America, when I think about Asbury Place at Kingsport, it's just a very nice resemblance of just the independence that you enjoy, but then also, too, the residential living, you know, understanding and knowing that you pretty much decide how your day is going to look and feel. And that's, you know, the beauty of independent living. And, of course, being at a CCRC, a continuing care retirement community, you also know, too, what your future looks like. You know if there's a change of condition or if there's any type of higher level of care that you may need, we are able to handle that on the same campus, with, of course, our assisted living and memory care, Stedman Hill, and then also to health care, rehab and recovery, and then long-term care, skilled nursing at Basemont House, which is our nursing home and long-term care nursing facility.
It's an expansive campus. There's no doubt about that, and each one, of course, dedicated to a particular aspect of retirement living. And one thing that Asbury Place has, which I found very, very interesting, and maybe you could just amplify a bit on it, is the Asbury at Home program.
Oh, yeah, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, because what's really nice about Asbury at Home, which is more of a companion care in-home service, it does allow independent living to last longer. So with that said, let's just say you might have some modest needs where you need somebody to come in and maybe do your grocery shopping, maybe help you with your laundry. And also, too, I've noticed, and, you know, some of the things that independent living folks enjoy is somebody helping them with their flat linen services, being able to come in, help change the beds, put on the linens, just any of those things that we all might take for granted. But then at the same time, somebody who can come in and assist you with that, it just, you know, really broadens the independent living scope of services by being able to overlay it with Asbury Place at Home.
What are some of the criteria for Asbury Place at Home for folks who are interested in it? What do they do to qualify?
What they'll do, of course, a lot of times I will send a referral to Asbury Place at Home, and I know that Jordan Holmberg has been on the show many times to talk about the services, the easy access to the services. And what we'll do is a referral to them. They'll come and do a nice courtesy, sort of kind of like an assessment. You'll fill out some paperwork. You'll talk about schedules and availability. And then what they'll do is go ahead and get that scheduled for an independent living resident. And then you've got that overlay, like I said, for the independents to just help take care of those little things that might get in the way, but then also at the same time can assist you with still enjoying independent and residential living.
Yeah, and now folks can avail themselves of this service, I suppose, at the frequency they want. Do most people take it like on a week-to-week basis, or is it one-off, or how is that done?
It's everything, Carl. A lot of times it's one-off, or maybe they've had an episode and they're coming out of maybe a change in health, and they might need it for just a short-term period. And then others, they'll have it scheduled unlimited and maybe never get rid of it. They just know that it's actually an enhancement to their lifestyle, and so they keep it, and it ends up being a win-win, you know, for both sides. The resident gets the assistance that they need, and then at the same time, Asbury at Home is in there to help them with those care needs.
It's a great program, Asbury at Home. Folks can avail themselves at it by getting in touch with Susie. Susie, if you will, let's go ahead and run down one more time the big activity today at Asbury Place.
Oh, well, I'm going to sneeze.
Okay.
Bless
you.
That's my little bit of my fireworks.
There you go.
My fireworks today.
It's always good luck to sneeze on the air.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hey.
So what I wanted to remind everybody of is the celebration that we're having. Excuse me.
Yeah, she's today, like me. She
and
sneezes
it's on our
twice.
Courtyard. It's in our courtyard. Yeah. So anybody that wants to just drop in and enjoy and observe what that lifestyle looks and feels like. But also, too, I want to remind the listeners about our Freedom Barbecue that is on July 19th. That's a Wednesday. It's from 11 to 1. That, again, is in our courtyard. We have Backdraft Barbecue coming. And then we also, too, have flags to give away. We're kind of like extending the whole Freedom theme throughout the entire month of July. And so we're encouraging listeners to go ahead and make a reservation for that event. And you can go on our website, asburyplacekingsport.org, and you'll see the website there. You can reserve a spot for that event. Or you can call me direct, Susie Cloyd, the Director of Sales and Marketing, 423-830-8502. And then I always like to encourage all the listeners to follow us on Facebook.
All righty. Thank you so much, Susie Cloyd with Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.